And then I was asked to run and be appointed on the school, on the fire commission, and then I went for election that same year. Since that time, we've made great strides, I feel. We've been involved during that 12 years with recruiting and finding two chiefs that have really turned our department around. First with Rob Meissen and then with Jim DeLeone, that's our current chief. We've come a long way financially. We have a 10-year work plan that is tied to our budget that we follow. And I would say that we tend to be very conservative with things. And it's just a great department. We have great people. We're losing great people. And one of the reasons that I decided to run for another term is we're in the process of, as most of you know, Chris Elliott left 2 years ago as a longtime medic. We're now in the process of Marty retiring in January. So we're bringing people in to replace people that have been here 25 to 30 years. And that's a big step for us. There's also a lot of changes that have happened with requirements for educating and ongoing things for our firefighters and our medics, and those are expensive and they're run by the state. So we have a constant challenge of finding ways to improve the department and keep it running, but also keep it within our fiscal bounds. We had a levy lid election last year. You very graciously approved that by over an 80% approval rate, which to me says that you're pretty happy with what we're doing. And I feel good about that. I'm a team player. I love being part of this team, and I would like to continue with that. Thanks.
I'm Dick Benson. I'm running for fire commissioner. District 4 here, position number 1. Experience, I have over 20 years in the fire service. I was a volunteer firefighter in 1963, hired into King County Fire District 14 in 64, hired into the city of Bellevue in 69. 71, I was paramedic training, second class in the United States to go through Harborview University of Washington. And I also worked as an engineer back on the company. I was a Lopez fire commissioner in the 80s, during which time we built the center fire station. And I've flown for the last 5 years med flight for the island at no cost to the patient using my airplane. Now that's not working anymore because of the receiving facilities, but we have used it in the past to fly people off the island. There's three of us that did that. I bring to the commissioner position experience, and I promise I'd spend taxpayer money wisely as if it was coming out of my pocket, and some of it is. So thank you for your vote. Thanks for coming.
There are three commissioners on the board.
My question is, since Becky Smith has done such a fabulous job as a fire commissioner, he's already really well trained. Dick, why would we even think about changing?
I guess my experience in the fire service and my interest in the fire service still, that's about it. I thought, actually, if you want to know the truth, the rumor had it Becky wasn't running again. And I signed up. And then next thing I know, she was running. So.
So can I respond? So Dick is right. I had talked about stepping down. And the main reason I chose not to is because I feel a responsibility to carry through with what I've been a big part of starting, which is a lot of changes in the department to new medics, to a 3-medic system, our airlift and emergency flight stuff is changing drastically with the new changes to the healthcare. And I really did think about quitting and decided that I really wanted to stay doing what I have been doing and just see that through. So that's why I decided to stay on.
Okay, I'd like to thank both the candidates.